How hard is it for you to trust God? It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled The Gospel Art. Our scripture reference today is Psalm 27. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, that I will seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For He will hide me in His shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of His tent. He will set me high on a rock. Now my head is lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in His tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me. Come, my heart says, seek His face. Your face, Lord, do I seek. Do not hide Your face from me. Do not turn Your servant away in anger, You who have been my help. Do not cast me off. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. If my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Teach me Your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not give me up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they are breathing out violence. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Two people have comforted and challenged me this week. One is a 17th century Puritan, the other a Jesuit priest who lives in Los Angeles. The Puritan is Isaac Ambrose. He's most known for his devotional books and his emphasis on meditation and prayer. The other is Gregory Boyle, who started the world's largest gang intervention program. Every May, Ambrose would seclude himself for the entire month to reflect over his diary and pray. It was a phrase he wrote that I came across. He wanted his readers to know the depths of delight he knew in Jesus, and that was his strong encouragement to anyone whose hands held any book of his. He said, "Oh, that all men would presently fall upon the practice of this gospel art of looking unto Jesus." As we sing the words, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus," we are seeking to learn the gospel art. Pablo Picasso reminds us every child is an artist, but then we grow up. The artist still remains within us, but we have covered her face in adulthood. Maybe the gospel art lands on rocky ground. Boyle sees the depth of God's grace in his homies. Their shared ministry has demonstrated the power of kinship and compassion over violence and gang affiliation. Story after story of redemption and transformation don't lie. But this is no fairy tale. Families and communities have been changed, and they have not. Boyle has conducted more than 200 funerals involving people killed by gang violence. People wonder how he does not lose faith in the midst of such wretched circumstances. He believes, "God protects me from nothing, but sustains me in everything." That thought would have confused me as a young Christian. Doesn't the psalmist declare, "The Lord is my protector"? Yes, but as I'm sure you know, we still endure the pains of life. We still suffer. We still fall into sickness and despair. Evil asserts its influence, and our lives are not free from the possibilities of facing calamity. Our souls, though, are free to find their trust in the stronghold of the life God has given us. We pray with the psalmist, "Your face, Lord, do I seek." Hardship and suffering would keep us from trusting Jesus all the more, but learning the gospel art of looking to Jesus affirms the goodness of God's sustaining grace through every circumstance. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.